is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 17th of July, 2007. It's the anniversary of a famous headline that appeared in Variety, 1935, Sticks, Nicks, Hick, Picks, which meant that rural Americans didn't like movies about rural America. It was on this day in 1938, a pilot named Douglas Corrigan asked permission from the Civil Aviation Authority to fly from New York City to Ireland. They denied it because his plane was in poor condition. He seemed to accept their ruling, but when he took off for California, he banked sharply to the east and he headed out over the ocean, and he flew to Ireland. He said he'd done it because he had a faulty compass, but nobody believed that, and he lost his pilot's license. But he was greeted as a hero back in New York, and he was given the nickname Wrong Way Corrigan. Over a million people came out for a ticker tape parade in New York in his honor. It's the birthday of Peter Schickele, born in Ames, Iowa, 1935, the creator of P.D.Q. Bach, the author of many works, including the opera Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice. And today is the birthday of Earl Stanley Gardner, born in Malden, Massachusetts, 1889, who wrote over 80 mystery novels featuring the brilliant lawyer Perry Mason, sold over 200 million copies of his books. He went to Valparaiso University, where he was kicked out of school after he got into a fistfight in his first semester. He went to work in a law office in California. He was a typist, but he read so much of what he typed that he decided that he could take the bar exam, and he did, and he passed it. Without having taken any classes, he passed it at the age of 22 and went to work for a law firm in Oxnard, California, defending mainly poor Chinese and Mexican immigrants. He worked in law for 22 years, writing his stories on the side. He contributed to a magazine called Black Mask magazine. They liked mysteries and Western stories. He wrote at an incredible rate. He hired a team of secretaries to take down dictation. At one point, he was producing 66,000 words a week for pulp magazines. Soon he settled down into writing his Perry Mason novels, one at a time, The Case of the Amorous Ant and The Case of the Fabulous Fake and many, many others. Earl Stanley Gardner, who said, "I write to make money, and I write to give the reader sheer fun." Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett entitled Fairy Tale. The little elf is dressed in a floppy cap, and he has a big rosy nose and flaring white eyebrows, with short legs and a jaunty step, though sometimes he glides across an invisible pond with a bonfire glow on his cheeks. It is Northern Europe in the 19th century, and people are strolling around Copenhagen in the late afternoon, mostly townspeople on their way somewhere, perhaps to an early collation of smoked fish, rye bread, and cheese washed down with a dark beer. Ha ha! I have eaten this excellent meal, and now I will smoke a little bit and sit back and stare down at the golden gleam of my watch fob against the coarse dark wool of my vest, and I will smile with a hideous contentment because I am an evil man, and tonight I will do something evil in this city." A poem by Ron Padgett, Fairy Tale, from You Never Know, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.